Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Happy to welcome to the program our good friend Hogan Gidley, who's joining us now. Hogan, a question for you. We've been watching these developments in the last 24 hours coming out of New York and these different court cases. What is the state of the fight with this lawfare stuff with the president?
Well, it's obviously full speed ahead for the left as they continue to try not just attack Donald Trump in the legal system, but bleed him dry by forcing him to pay exorbitant fines in violation of the U.S. Constitution, notably the Eighth Amendment. It's also an attempt to muddy the waters with the independent voters out there who are considering moving back to him, who have already decided that they hate the Joe Biden policies and they want to return to those America First policies that improve their lives. And so it looks like with Donald Trump leading in the polls, the only options that the left are considering are those that would, in essence, work to sully his name, potentially jail him, and then also bleed him dry financially. So far, it's not worked. I'm concerned a little bit, of course, because of the venues here. When you're talking about Fulton County, Georgia, you're talking about New York and D.C., those are, you know, jury pools that would not be in favor of Donald Trump, nor would the judges be, for that matter. So, look, this is going to be a long, difficult spring and summer with a lot of fights, the longest presidential campaign in history. Mm-hmm. And so buckle up, Brent. We got a long way to go.
Do you worry about this Colangelo guy that seems to drift in and drift out of all these different cases? I mean, are we seeing with the Department of Justice getting involved in these state cases especially? Could we refer to this as election interference against Trump?
100%. I think Donald Trump does a good job, not just of marketing, but branding things like this, framing arguments like this that are clear. Because when you take a look at how he's performing right now amongst so many Americans, I mean, my goodness gracious, he literally leads with Latinos. He's even with women. He's pulling massive numbers of African Americans into his camp. You realize all of a sudden that the left has a political problem here. And so what they're trying to come up with is a political solution. They're doing that by interfering with the upcoming election through the courts. That's what this is all about. As I've long said on your show, Brent, it's about gaining and maintaining political power. They'll do it however they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And the thought of one side of the political aisle working to jail the other political opponent, take away their businesses, you know, stack the Supreme Court,
yep,
you know, force vaccines,
yep,
that's going to somehow save democracy is absolutely ludicrous.
All right. Final question for you. You're always generous with your time. You have done a lot of work around this country, talking to people on issues and things like that. Did you in your life ever think that you would see as the number one issue on the ballot the border? I mean, economy almost always trumps, pardon the phrase, everything else. But the border is number one, Hogan. Could you even imagine that?
Yeah, I could, just based on how bad it was. I was just kind of waiting for the rest of the country to see it. You know, at the southern border, you're seeing these massive numbers of migrants, and it puts such a strain financially. So there is an economic component on the school systems and the healthcare systems, the first responders, et cetera. And what happened was when you started putting a lot of these folks in this country illegally into other parts of the country where they purported to welcome people in with open arms, and how dare the border turn its back on these migrants, send them to our cities as sanctuaries. Mm-hmm. And we did that, and they were there for about 2 seconds. And then most of those mayors and governors were like, no, we can't handle this. This is too much, too many people, et cetera. And so I could see it starting to shift because of just the sheer numbers and volume. And when these people come to your communities, all of a sudden there is a backlash because so many did not do it the right way.
Yep.
And there's a backlash in the Hispanic community as well who go, wait a minute, we did this the right way. We paid our money. We waited our time to get in. And all of a sudden you're letting people in and giving them $10,000 gift cards and all these phones and all, yep, this kind of free housing. No, I don't think so. And I think that's why Donald Trump is really moving so well right now in the political sphere and the polls.
And they're lucky that Abbott is the governor, because we could have had Beto. You know what I'm saying, man? It could have been really bad there.
Hogan Gidley. True.
Hogan Gidley, always great to catch up with you. Where do people go to get more information on you?
anything at J. Hogan Gidley, at J. Hogan Gidley, or all my social media pages, and I'm on there all the time, so hit me up.
You're a great Patriot. Enjoy the rest of the day, and I look forward to catching up with you. You got it. That's Hogan Gidley checking in.